This is an in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. I'm your host. This is my show. The All Things Risk podcast is the show about risk, resilience, uncertainty, and randomness across all aspects of life. I do full episodes, long-form conversations with some really awesome people every other week, and every so often I do one of these. This is called an in-between-isode. It's a shorter episode, just me and the microphone. I give you some tips, tools, and just some random thoughts. I've wanted to do an in-between-isode on the topic that we'll get into in a moment. I've wanted to do this for a while, and that topic is introversion, and specifically introversion and risk-taking. We can go into this really deep. This isn't going to be that deep, but hopefully you'll find it valuable. And some of the topics that I will touch on in this particular in-between-isode will be covered in a little bit more depth in some of my upcoming episodes. I've got some great conversations coming up. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I think introversion and introverts are widely misunderstood. And I'm going to start this episode by talking a little bit about what introversion is, and then I'll get into some thoughts on what that might mean with regard to risk taking and risk management. And whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, I hope that you'll find some value out of this. To start off, whenever I tell anyone that I'm an introvert, I get met with some surprise. And I suppose that's because, you know, I do a podcast, I have a full-time job where I'm giving presentations, I'm chairing meetings, I'm running workshops. And, you know, the reaction I get is, you don't seem like an introvert at all. And that's because introversion is misunderstood. And I'm going to use the psychological definition of introversion here. And this is what I mean is the psychological definition. What it does not mean is social ineptness or shyness at all. Many introverts socialize quite easily. But what an introvert is someone that is energized by solitary pursuits, by our own thoughts, versus being energized by external stimuli, by lots of social situations, meeting lots of people. Introverts like to interact with people. I like to interact with people, but if it becomes too much, I find it very draining. We find it very draining, and we need to be alone in order to recharge. And extroverts are the opposite. Extroverts get a lot of energy from these external stimuli. So that is the difference. So if you've ever found yourself drained and tired after a day of meetings and conferences and interacting with lots of people, you might be an introvert. And in fact, psychologists estimate that 50% of the world's population, or Western population, where these studies have done, are introverts. And that it kind of follows a normal distribution, so a bell curve, where most people are kind of in the middle. At the extreme, you've got some extreme extroverts, some extreme introverts. And that's worth noting because, as author Susan Cain says, we live in a world in which there's actually a lot of bias towards introverts. We've got open plan offices, there's a lot of noise, and nothing against you extroverts out there, but it sometimes, as an introvert, I sometimes feel like it can be a bit of a dirty word in some of these situations. But I did want to explore what this all means with regard to risk-taking. And whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, I think and I hope that you'll get something out of this. So I wanted to give you 5 steps with regard to introversion and extroversion and risk-taking. And the first one is to know thyself. So if 50% of the world are extroverts and 50% of the world are introverts, what are you? You can actually take tests to figure this out. I have a link in the show notes to a test that appears in Psychology Today. If you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs type indicator, then you'll know about introversion and extroversion. And there's some debate, as you'll hear in one of my future episodes, as to the validity of the Myers-Briggs type indicator. But if you've ever completed an MBTI and you have your introversion, extroversion score, that particular dimension of MBTI is not up for debate. So that's fairly accurate. So I think that's the first step, is to know what it is you are. And then the second step is to understand what you want. So we talk about risk a lot. It's always risk to something. So what is your objective? What is it that you want to do? What decision are you looking to make? What do you want out of it? And in my view, this particular step is perhaps a little bit easier for an introvert than an extrovert, because it requires a bit of introspection. So what is it that you're trying to achieve? What is it that you want? What is your objective? Is it truly your objective, or is it someone else's? And I think you need to spend a little bit of time to figure this out, particularly if you're making a major decision, a major life change. What is it that you want to get out of it? So once we know what it is we want, then we can get into the business of assessing the risks associated with that, or figuring out what those are. And if we haven't done that step, then it will be a little bit confusing. It's always, again, it's risks to something. So the third step is to assessing risk. And if you work in the field of risk management, this isn't particularly new to you, but risk is typically assessed on the basis of the impact that the risk could have and the likelihood that of the risk occurring. So you might see these things called risk matrices, where you have on the one side impact or consequence on a scale of low to high, and the other axis you would have likelihood or probability on the basis of low to high. And you might have some things in there that you identify risks and you kind of plot them. And this is to me, this is a fun step. Introverts, I think, are going to you're going to need to watch out for something here, and that is to over deliberate. And if you're an extrovert, then what you're going to be watching out for is under deliberating on this particular step, because it's very analytical. It's very, it's very introspective. And introverts, we can overdo it. One of the things that, whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, that you're going to have to watch out for here is cognitive bias. And we don't have enough time here to talk about cognitive biases, but that's the subject of another in-between episode. So once you've figured out what your risks are, you then think about finding ways to reduce the impact or reduce the likelihood. And if you're an introvert, I think that you'll find that this step will give you a little bit more energy and motivation to do some of the things that you might find a little bit draining, like reach out to people, network, give presentations, this type of a thing, because you might link it to your risks and your objectives, and you'll find a little bit more logic and meaning behind doing some of these things. And I find that, for me, is particularly helpful. So that's the third step. The fourth step is to decide and then execute. And here is where I think the introversion advantage of the third step becomes a disadvantage, and vice versa. Once you decide what to do and how to manage your risks, or once you've made your decision, execute and don't go back. As an introvert, sometimes I find myself having a tendency to second guess a little bit and trying to reopen that third step, but it's not a good practice. Once you've made a decision, just go for it. Just execute and do what it is that you've decided that you're going to do. Now, that doesn't mean to not prepare. And in fact, there's a lot to be said for preparing well. And again, if you're an introvert, putting yourself at ease. A part of execution is around preparing yourself. If it means, you know, doing a presentation, for instance, or reaching out to people and networking, then understanding how you're going to do that, what you want out of it, I think can help you execute. But don't go back and reopen that third step. Once you've done that, we get into the fifth and the final step, which is to assess and learn how it all went. And you can kind of go back to the start of the cycle. And I think you'd find that that's an iterative process. But once again, don't reopen step three until you've executed. Once you've got a little bit of evidence to see how it all went, then you can go back and decide whether or not you need to change course. That's it. Five steps. know thyself, know what you want, assess risk, decide and execute, and learn introversion versus extroversion and risk management. I hope that you found that useful. If you've not yet done so, go to allthingsrisk.co.uk and subscribe, and that way you won't miss an episode. If you have any feedback, once again, allthingsrisk@gmail.com is the best place to do that. We will be back next week with our next full episode. And until then, and as always, don't forget, risk is life.